Hello there, this is Uncle Roy, and a very Merry Christmas to you all.
Just get on with it, will you?
This is the story of my place of employment. This is the story of Radio Melbourne, 1278 3AW.
Excuse me, do I get to say anything in this?
Well, this was written for me by Peter Davey.
Never trusted him.
In the morning, a funny fellow by the name of John Blackman begins...
Hello, that's me.
...begins his show.
Sorry.
I join him at 6.
Yeah.
And we entertain the good citizens of Melbourne with jokes, sketches and news gathered by the world-famous Macquarie National News.
They don't do sketches and jokes on Macquarie National News, do they?
No, we do that, we do that.
Why didn't they put a comma there?
At 8:30 we finish and, let's hear it, the Darren Hinch Show is on the air.
Oh, no.
This show is heard the length and breadth of Melbourne and is known and loved by every man, woman and child residing in our dear city. And do you know why?
Why?
Because he talks about the issues which affect us.
He does investigative reporting.
That's right.
What's that, Mr. Royston?
Oh, that's where you find out things that people don't want you to know, and then you go and tell everyone.
That's right. Broadcasts to the whole world, he does.
Yes, he is known in some circles as the fire hydrant of the underdog. And even though sometimes he may feel down and bushed...
Aren't they your solicitors, Mr. Royston?
No.
Down and bushed?
If Darren feels down and bushed... He'll get up and take life by the collar and give it a kick up the...
I don't think we're allowed to say that, Mr. Royston.
12 o'clock sees the appearance of Arthur Higgins.
Oh, I know Arthur Higgins. He used to read the news on Channel 9, didn't he?
That's right.
Then again, didn't everybody?
He reads the 12 midday Macquarie National News with a touch of distinction and class, unique to this doyen of newsreaders from England or India or somewhere.
Who wrote that paragraph?
I don't know. Someone that knows Arthur Higgins very well, I think.
I think Arthur wrote it.
12:30 arrives, and let's say a big hello to our friend from the West, the man with the suntan, Mr. Rob Broadfield.
Hello, Mr. Broadfield.
He presents the 12:30 report. It's a program packed with top-notch news and current affairs.
That's right, a packed program. He should know. He packed it himself.
And as the old poem goes, if you want a news program nice and short, you can't go past the 12:30 report.
That's dreadful. That's worse than the boy stood on the burning deck.
All right, all right.
Picking his nose.
Look, Dan, you've got to embellish everything, don't you?
Like mad.
You rolled him up in the cannonball.
Yes, all right.
And shot him at his dad.
You had to do it, didn't you? Are you a common person?
Yes.
Do you live in the suburbs?
Yes, I do. I live in Epping.
Call that living?
If you do, you probably listen to Muriel Cooper, who's on AW at 1 o'clock.
Oh, she's the lady with that really red hair.
That's right.
That's right.
She's got a little baby now, hasn't she?
Yeah, little Amy. She's on the Resi Permanent Building Society commercials.
That's right.
Will she get a fee?
No, she doesn't get anything. In fact, that's why she had the baby.
Yes, I suppose.
Oh, that's a bit mean.
No. She only said it as a jest. Muriel's show, is slanted toward the housewife in the kitchen. But congratulations are due for this little redhead, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time in the history of Melbourne radio, a lady came up number one in the McNair-Anderson survey.
Oh, that proves that McNair-Anderson isn't sexist.
Yeah, they used to say Claudia was number one, didn't they?
Yeah, no, she never quite made it there, did you?
Nah, a bit like Mr. Royston.
Mark Day, multimedia personality, media mogul, Porsche owner, works at 3AW.
Yeah, he's got that newspaper with all those ads in the back, Mr. Royston. You flick through every Friday.
Yeah, I don't flick through anything, thank you.
You do so.
You've got rings around yours.
What?
You've ringed a few.
Mr. Royston ordered an inflatable lady from the back of the Truth, and it doubles as a kayak, and we're going to take it down to Sorrento on the Christmas holidays.
Mark Day's show begins at 4 p.m, and it's a program filled with fact, current affairs, comments from politicians, great entertainment for the whole family.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. Mark Day, I think. 6 o'clock arrives and the whimsical, mystical Ray Taylor begins his show, filled with weird sayings and twisted thought. Strange people listen to this Ray Taylor show.
Like Mr. Royston.
And I must say that they're not the sort of people I'd like to meet up with, quite frankly. Anyway, he rates well, and that's the main thing. That's the only thing, in fact. I like the good Reverend Alex Kenworthy.
Hello, I'm the Reverend Alex Kenworthy. You're next. Go ahead.
Hello. Is that your father?
No, I'm not a priest, but that's okay. Go ahead anyway.
I wonder if you could say a prayer for us.
A prayer, yes. Who's it for?
It's my husband.
Your husband, and what seems to be the matter with him?
He has to have an amputation on his left leg. Call Fred.
His left leg is called Fred?
No, his name's Fred.
Right. And amputation, is it?
Yes.
A little prayer?
That's right.
Just
please.
A second. A.
Grief stricken out here.
A-A-M, amputation prayers for. Lord, we pray that you'll look after Fred's leg when it arrives. Okay now?
He's a kind gentleman and who has a show on AW at 9:30. It's called Nightline, and all sorts of people ask the Reverend for his advice on life and the universe and everything.
Then what happens, Mr. Royston?
Midnight strikes.
Bong, 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 bong. How many have I done?
You've done about 8.
Bong, bong, bong.
And Owen Delaney is on the air.
Bong.
The show's called Australia Overnight. It's packed with entertainment, interviews, talkback. This is the show, and it's on till 5:30. Well, that's AW, ladies and gentlemen, on the weekdays. But what about the weekend?
Yeah, what about the weekend?
Well, 3AW is the best in Australian radio, ladies and gentlemen, all the time. The weekend personality lineup is as follows. Saturday morning, Craig Willis and Raza Bertrand with Escape.
Craig Willis announces for Darren Hinch, doesn't he?
That's right, he's been working there for a couple of years now.
Raza Bertrand, that rings a bell. Royston, isn't she married to John Bertrand who won the America's Cup?
That's right, yes.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Saturday afternoon, the best sporting commentators in town.
You reckon?
Do you think? Bill Jacobs and Harry Beitzel present the Saturday Sports Show.
Oh, this is a part I like. Saturday night.
Yes, it's Saturday night. Welcome Helen Jackson and her show, which everyone seems to listen to and nobody talks about.
That's right. Helen taught me how to speak proper on radio.
Oh, that's good.
She said, do what I do. Speak from the diaphragm.
That's right. Well, that's good advice, actually, for a boy of your age.
Do you know Helen Jackson doesn't use the loop, Uncle Roy?
I've heard that, yes.
She's got a car. She doesn't have to go by train.
Well, that's good, you know. That's a saving. Sunday morning, David Grant is in the chair. Then Harry and Bill are back with more sport on Sunday Sports Review.
Gee, they get their head on a lot, Harry and Bill, don't they?
The personalities keep shining throughout the afternoon with Ross Campbell and The Good Life. Derek Ballantyne follows, then Neville Ragg and Clark Sinclair finish up yet another great week of top Australian radio with Remember When. Well, that just about wraps it up for today.
That's a big gig, Mr. Royston, you just did then.
And I got through it without fluffing.
Well, once or twice.
Yes, I noticed it too.
Yes, I thought you did very well, Royston.
Happy New Year to you all from Uncle Roy and Radio Melbourne 1278 3AW.
What about me? Don't I get to say anything?
Well, all right, I'll give you the chance of delivering, Johnny, the last and final line.
Shut your face.
The best in Australian radio.